Okay, so have you ever thought about like, I kind of want some original art in my place, but then you're like, oof, the art world.
Oh, it's intimidating.
Yes, so intimidating. But anyway, these testimonials you send over from the artist Graham Watts, he's Canadian,
All
paints
right.
oils mostly, and his landscapes and cityscapes, even some action-y scenes, people love this guy's work. And what struck me is these aren't your typical, like, oh, I studied this painting and here's what I think kind of reviews.
It's way more personal, right? You get a feel for the people collecting the art, which
Yeah.
I find so interesting.
And the relationship they have with the artist, which we don't usually hear about.
Totally. It's about the experience almost as much as the art itself.
Exactly. Which I think is the perfect place to start. So, Graham, he's based between Vancouver and Whistler.
Gorgeous part of the world.
Oh, incredible. You've got mountains, ocean views, forests, and all of that finds its way into his paintings. But what we're not doing today is critiquing art.
No.
We're digging into what these testimonials reveal about being Graham's client.
What makes that experience so special? Because you're inviting someone's vision into your home, you know?
Absolutely. Like, take Sandy Kozlowski. She mentions in her testimonial that she and her partner were new to buying art, and she really struggled to find something that, like, resonated. Then she commissions Graham and talks about how much he guided them through it.
Which I think is huge.
Yeah.
Think about any time you've had that finding a tailor who just gets your style, or I don't.
Oh, a hairdresser?
Yes. You instantly trust them, and it's more than a transaction at that point.
You're invested. And you see that with someone like Kirk McNeil, too. He owns a bunch of Graham's work and says, "My sole disappointment is your works I don't possess."
Which is amazing, right? It goes beyond, oh, I like this painting.
Yeah.
He sees something in Graham's work and his vision.
He says something like Graham's mind's eye revealing on canvas to him. Like, whoa, that's deep.
Totally. And it gets at this idea of finding your artist, not just liking their style, but connecting with
100%. Like, we have Laura Dean's testimonial, and she had to move away from Vancouver, but she was so happy to have this little piece of the mountains in her new home, thanks to Graham.
Oh, that's sweet. It's powerful art's ability to do that.
And it's not always about, like, a place you've had to leave behind. Sometimes it's about a specific moment. Kathleen Collins, she bought this piece called Twilight Lighthouse Park.
Right, and that one, that story just grabs you, doesn't it? They
Instantly.
were so drawn to that scene, she and her husband.
Because it was a place they loved. She even says it's like Graham painted it just for them.
It's amazing how art can do that. It's not just a picture. Like, she talks about the sand, the sounds of the
The
gulls.
smell of the ocean.
Yeah,
Yes.
exactly. It takes you right back. And isn't that what we all kind of want? A piece of art that does that for us connects us to our own stories. And it doesn't have to be a peaceful scene either. Like, we have Barb McQuaid. She got one of Graham's action painting skiers on a mountain.
Yeah.
She talks about the motion, the thrill. And you know what I think adds to that? Oils. Oil paints is a medium.
Really? How so?
They have this texture, this richness, a depth of color that lends itself to movement. You know, you can almost like feel the wind in that painting.
I love that. And she even says it gives me goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Clearly, it hit something for her.
It did. And she even says it speaks to her on many levels.
Right, and that's the thing, isn't it? Art can do that. There's what you see, the subject, but then how it makes you feel, even if you've never skied down a mountain.
Totally. Oh, and we have Emily Reisenleiter. She actually bought a piece for her son's room.
Oh, how nice.
She thanks Graham for making my son's room a happy place.
That is so lovely. Imagine having that impact, like you're changing the feeling of a space.
It's more than decoration. And to your point earlier about finding an artist who resonates, it seems like people really appreciate Graham's willingness to go there, to create something with, like, feeling.
It comes through in the work. And you know, it comes through in how he interacts with people too. Mike Hsu, he calls Graham Canada's best alpine painter. It
Crazy.
is. But he also talks about how easy Graham was to work with, how professional.
So it's that personal touch again. Reminds me of finding a good hairdresser, of you just trust them, right? Like you just know they get you. Speaking of which, we have Colette Davis and Gerald Parrott. They commissioned Graham to paint their view, their neighborhood view.
Oh, I love that story.
It wasn't anything fancy, but their reason for wanting it, they said they wanted to be able to enjoy it without even having to step outside.
Which, I mean, how charming is that? It speaks to like the everyday beauty art can capture.
It really does. It's like art collecting isn't just for museums or mansions, you know?
Not at all. It's for anyone who wants to, and to live with a little more beauty, a little more meaning.
So true. So we've gone through all these testimonials. What would you say is like the connecting thread? What makes an artist-collector relationship really special?
Well, it's more than just liking someone's style, right? It's finding an artist who gets you, who listens, who you can actually work with.
It's a two-way street. There's trust.
Exactly. And that's what I hope people take away from this. Like, don't be afraid to reach out to artists you connect with. Ask questions. You never know what you might discover.
Beautifully said. And for our listeners who are feeling inspired, what's like the one question they should ask themselves as they, you know, maybe start their own art journey?
Good question. I think it would be, what kind of art makes me feel something? When you figure that out, that's when it gets really exciting.